May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus was traveling from Jericho up to Jerusalem, and I mean up. It's about 20 miles uphill nearly all the way. This was a rocky and dangerous road for anybody to take, but it was more dangerous even than it usually is for Jesus, because the leaders of the Jewish cult had already outlawed him. There was a price on his head. But Jesus would not be swayed from coming to celebrate this Passover in Jerusalem. It was all planned. He had made arrangements ahead for the ass, and the password was, "The Lord needs it." Bethphage and Bethany were favorite places of Jesus. And here he was well known and liked. These places were on the southeast side of the Mount of Olives and were counted as part of Jerusalem for festivals. Here Mary had anointed Jesus. Here he stayed at the house of Lazarus and Mary and Martha. Here he had raised Lazarus from the dead. It was also here he had stayed in the house of Simon. And on this hillside was the Garden of Gethsemane. And it's here that Palm Sunday's events begin. Jesus could have slipped into Jerusalem unseen, but he confronted the authorities by his action. Many people rode donkeys. The donkey was counted as a noble beast, but kings rode horses to war, or when they wanted to emphasize their might. When they came in peace, they rode upon a donkey. Jesus would enter Jerusalem as the Prince of Peace, the promised Messiah. People would be given the choice to accept him or to reject him, as is still the case today. Already groups were polarizing for or against Jesus. Jesus refused to be a puppet king who would dance at the whims of others. He refused to be a warlord and lead them into battle. He refused false dignity and pomp, yet he would rule in the hearts of those who would allow him to. Jesus rode on the donkey to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." He is your king. Will you accept him? It is by living his way that God's kingdom comes on earth. But how are we to accomplish this? In one place we hear Jesus saying, "Without me, you can do nothing." Without God and without others, we can do nothing. It is not in our power that we can accomplish many things. We need the help of others in most of the things we do. But there are certain things for which we need and must have help from God. We need God to show us what things to do and give us the power to do them. There are times when it is only God who can give us guidance. We can't see more than a step ahead. Only God can see the future and what is ultimately for our good. These our lessons. We are about to learn in Holy Week as Jesus treads his path through Jerusalem to the Last Supper, to his trial and agony, to his death on the cross for us, and ultimately to his triumph as our risen and ascended Lord. It is so often so difficult to see things unclouded by our own personal wishes and preferences and prejudices. It is difficult too to see things through our own weakness and our own sin. The only way in which we can see things in their true light is in the light of God. Only in his light do we see light. Only God can give us guidance as to what to do. We need the courage to do what is right. That's when we need the example and encouragement of Jesus as he treads his lonely path. It is seldom that the right way is the easy way. It is human nature to avoid trouble and to take the easy way. Jesus chose the hard way and showed us how to do that. It is only God who can give us the courage to do what is right, for it is one thing to know the right thing and quite another to actually do it. Only God can give us the strength to bring the right thing to its appointed end. We need that flash of light to show us the way. We need the surge of courage to set out on the right way. But the really difficult thing is not to begin. For Jesus, it was after the thrill of his baptism that the temptations came to him. And it was after his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, full of hope and joy, that the temptation to give in was strongest. No, the really difficult thing is not to begin, but to continue to the end. It is only God who can give us the power to resist the temptations, to take the byways which lead to unhelpful and destructive conclusions. It is often, so often, after we've made our decision to do something that is right, that there come the temptations which seek to stop us. So please use this Holy Week to find out the way that Jesus did it, and then we can make it our own. If with Jesus we seek always to walk in the presence of the Father, then like Jesus it becomes possible for us to walk through the world and to keep ourselves untouched by the world's evil which compasses us all around. Come this week and let us walk with Christ in his suffering and in his glory. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.